Glenn. There you are. Come on down, Glenn.
I'm gonna follow that.
Okay, I'd just like to say, 18 years ago, I came up here for the first time and started seeing you guys about ordering trucks for the paramedic department. And appropriately for me, I get to close out this final session with you guys talking to you about vehicles, so we don't have to push them into place anymore and tell people that we're in service when we're not. As for Mr. Jones's comment on the gray hair, I'm convinced it's the lights. I have the same lights in my office, so it's doing that. Here today for some replacement vehicles for the paramedic department. Bids were open Thursday, December the 11th, for retrofitting two light rescue trucks, what we commonly refer to as a lot of us as the ice cream trucks. These are for new bodies that are being mounted on current chassis that we own. Four vendors responded. The bids were open according to county policy. One bid was incomplete and was eliminated in the process. The results are in front of you. The low bid was Ibis Tech at $67,245 per body. These are replacing bodies that were bought 18 years ago, spec to last 5 to 7 years, and we've kept them, the department's kept them in service for 18 years, so we've gotten our life out of them. The EMS staff reviewed the bids and believe that the bid submitted by Ibis Tech would best meet the county's need for this project.
Question, gentlemen? I guess, have we used these guys before, Frank?
These are the same folks that built the last two that we did, which were the first two of the original five that we replaced. Correct. And they seem to be happy with them. They stood behind their work, and they've done, they were remarkably cheaper than the rest of the bidders.
Absolutely.
I would share with
you. As soon as we got money, I guess,
so? Yes.
Okay.
I would share with you that their bid this time is almost identical to the bid over a year ago.
That's good.
Okay. Any other questions? Motion that Sussex County Council accept the bid of Ibis Tech in the amount of $67,245 per unit for two light rescue bodies for use as paramedic units.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second that we approve the bid as discussed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good
luck.
Gentlemen, the next thing we have is one of those fun things that we get to do. I'd like to ask Ryan Deck, Paul Stillman, Brandon Rogers, and Jason Stadler to come forward and with their families, if they'd like.
They've been very patient, to say the least.
This group has finished their paramedic training through Delaware Tech. They've been at it now for a little bit over a year and a half. Done very well in class, and we're very happy today to... They've been through the National Registry process and have successfully completed that. They have successfully completed our indoctrination process, and they're ready to join their comrades in the field as Sussex County paramedics, which is just about the best thing there is to be. So it is with great pleasure, and I will ask the families, if you will, of those who have families here. I probably should have broken these open beforehand because I'm a weak old guy. And I don't even want to talk to you guys about gray hair.
You'd be glad to have gray hair, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I came here 8 years ago, and I've got a full head of hair. That's the darndest thing.
Kind of looked like that governor of Illinois, didn't you?
Yeah. No, he has things living in there. That's a whole different thing. There's a family living there, I'm convinced.
And Glenn, we don't want to scare these guys. You use the words indoctrination and then comrades. Could we kind of rephrase that?
Yeah, probably so.
Sound like I'm in the Soviet Union.
Comrade. Oh, there you go. And I get to do you. Let me rephrase that. Pin your badge on. Gentlemen, it is truly an honor and a pleasure for me to do this. You joined a very unique group.
Absolutely.
A very progressive group. You joined, for my money, the finest paramedics in the country. So it's a heck of a tradition to uphold, but we're sure that you all will do that and will do it with honor. So it's with great pleasure that I'll pin his on. You guys can pin yours on.
There you go.
Go get some.
No.
Just hold pressure on until we'll take it.
No, sir.
That box truckload of warm out next year. I will say, just to let me interrupt just for a second, Linda, that, you know, I was strongly, you know, in favor of the Dell Tech program, to say the least. It took a lot of years to get it all centered to say the, for, but it's probably been, as far as one of the most successful programs that we've done, as far as and having people that stay on board and stay with us and for the long term.
Every person that we've put through the program so far is still working for us. I think that speaks well for us and as well as for them.
All I can say is welcome to the workforce. Good luck, and thank you for being very patient this morning with us. And may you have many years with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations. If you'll indulge me for one very brief piece of business.
Sure.
I've been here for 8 years now, which makes me the junior guy as far as talking to you all is concerned. But during that time, we've expanded. If you look at our history, just in those 8 years, we've expanded from 6 to 8 units, plus adding another supervisor. We've added stations. We've gone from about 68 employees when I got here to a little over 100 employees now. Our role in Homeland Security has increased, as has our role in pre-hospital care. And the advances in pre-hospital care that we've seen during that time have just been fantastic. We are now not only recognized within the state and within Del Mar, but we're an internationally recognized service. Certainly, as I pointed out before, it speaks well for our people. It also speaks well for our leadership and the support that we've had. And I speak today to the three gentlemen who are leaving, but really, in fact, all five of you in my time here thus far have been nothing but supportive of the program. And I want you to know that all of that, whatever glory comes to us, whatever honor comes to us, you share in, because you have supported everything that we've done. And we really, really do appreciate what you do for us. We do have something, Bobby, if you can, and Bob and... We have a little something for you to remember us by. We don't want you to forget about us, and we want people to recognize you. So we have a hat and a work shirt for each of the three of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know about the work shirt. I'm not sure about that.
Well, we call them work shirts, so
okay.
That you can use it for...
Appreciate that.
That'll look good in that chair rocking back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I get to ride again. You don't have to go get my course.
Hey, listen, if somebody's in dire need of help and they're going to look to you two, three guys, for help, don't get in any crowds in any public places wearing that stuff.
We'll get a bike in and I'm riding.
We'll get you along.
Mr. Jones?
Thank you very
here comes
much.
Lynn Rogers or Dale Dukes or something.
Yeah, I got to say one thing.
Obviously, thank you so much.
Yeah, you want to say something first?
Bob
wants to say something. Go ahead, Bob. You say first.
Mr. Jones, if Mr. Jones rides on the ambulance, he would be the highest ranking county authority. A person on the so we'd have to look for him for direction.
There you go.
Hey.
There you go.
I do want to say one thing. It's been, I was on the original committee that hired the first 10 paramedics, and I rode with Cliff Lee, Biff Lee's father, many times in Dover to get the program started. And I've seen it grow, and I've seen how hard it was the first year when we had 10 paramedics hired and one on the road, and being a fire chief, it's come a long way, and it's been a good thing. And I personally experienced it, and I'll say it again. I've said it in public many times. My wife wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Glenn Lucky, a thing of fate where you were at the end of our driveway when her accident occurred. You kept her alive, and she's here today as a result of that, and I'll never forget that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been my honor to work with you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Mr. President, could I ask the attorney a question regarding the agenda?
Yes. Yep.
It was my understanding that we actually had a couple items under the wastewater service agreement agenda item, and I confirmed it with the president just now. Is it something that we can bring up later? It did get accidentally skipped.
Well, we could. You can, during the meeting, you can amend the agenda to add other items that, if it was something that was noticed under the heading of wastewater agreement, then
right. Well,
whatever time you think it's appropriate, just make a motion and be brought up.
Okay, can I make a motion that we revisit the wastewater service agreement, agenda item number 5, following the executive session.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Question? Seeing none? It's moved second that we amend agenda, moving wastewater just behind the executive session. Ms. Crowe?
Yes, and in the future, could we clarify these better than just a generic term like this? Because my understanding was what we're talking about now is what was going to be on the agenda, not the other item. So,
okay.
Somebody get me clear from here on out. I don't like
Robin. We really could have discussed both of these.
Don't
we could have just discussed both of these under this one waste.
But Dale, coming in here, you're
talking to the wrong people.
I'm just saying
they're not going to be part of an agenda.
Well, I don't know whoever puts the agendas together, but
you'll be doing it, George.
Yeah.
Then somebody is taking responsibility for
you're
it.
You're be doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a yes?
You can be more specific.
Yes. I'll do yes.
Yeah. We can handle that. We'll handle that January 6th.
Right. Got two yeses there. Go ahead.
It appears sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand. Well, you can probably look at it.
Got two yeses, Mr. Jones. Just keep going.
Okay. It's been moved to second that we amend the agenda as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Simpson?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now go back. Jim, you're back up. Thank you.
Good morning. We got two items this morning. Both of them have to do with tie-down spaces at the airport, which, as you know, is just a parking space with anchor points in the ground for small aircraft to tie themselves to the ground so they don't blow away. The first one has to do with a tie-down management agreement we entered into with Georgetown Air Services last year. As you remember, prior to that, we had kind of a hodgepodge of ways of managing the spaces out there. We entered into this agreement with Georgetown Air Services for $500 a month. They manage everything out there on the long-term spaces, which are 19 spaces on the pavement, 10 on the grass, and we've got 9 more extras. For $500 a month, that increased our income from about $1,000 a year to $6,000. Works out well for both of us. That agreement expires at the end of next month, and I'm recommending that we continue that agreement with them under the same terms that we have now. If you have any questions, I have a motion.
No, go ahead.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the County Administrator to execute the tie-down management agreement with Georgetown Air Services as presented by Jim Hicken, Director, Airport and Industrial Park Operations on 16 December 2008.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second that we approved agreement as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Roger not voting? Yes. Okay. Next, Jim.
The second one, as you know, one of your basic obligations as owners of the airport is to provide access to the landing surfaces and parking areas to the public on a reasonable term. And we've recognized for a long time that the number of tie-down spaces we have out there is kind of inadequate for an airport our size. There are 9 spaces right now that are sitting on top of the taxi lane that goes back to the corporate hangar area. And, you know, as larger aircraft need to use that taxi lane, we're going to lose those spaces. You know, we're kind of starting out with an inadequate number, and now we're going to lose those eventually, too. Our master plan has identified an additional tie-down ramp in the near-term plan for that. And in 2009, we added $478,000 for design and construction of that ramp. With money being the way it is, we're proposing to push off the construction phase of that until next year and continue with the design portion of the project this year. And we've got a proposal from our airport consultants, Urban Engineers, for $79,950, which is time and material for design, permitting, and bidding services.
Is that not to exceed, like engineering does usually, where you dock them on, it may come up less?
Yes.
Okay.
And there are some places that we think we can save, but we really can't do that right off the bat. We can talk about. And you have a drawing in front of you that shows, it's on the second page, that it shows the proposed ramp. And it'll be out.
That's what I think they did. I left my room. Okay. Yeah. I was going to ask. Oh, shoot. Yes, we do. I apologize, Jim. We do. We got so many papers up here.
This ramp, this drawing shows 12 spaces. That's Group 1 FAA standards. Group 1 is the smallest group of aircraft. They use wingspans up to 49 feet. Most of the airplanes that you see, the Cessnas and Cherokees and that type of thing, don't go any more than 37 feet. So using the standards that we're already using in front of the terminal building in those spaces, we'll probably get about 19 additional parking spaces on that ramp. But just for the purposes today, the basic FAA standard would give us 12.
What will be the total then eventually? I mean, what grand total? Roughly, I mean, ballpark.
Right now, we've got 29 spaces, and this will.
And you say that's not enough.
Right. There are times, especially during the summer, where, you know, we don't have places to put people. And Georgetown Air Service being, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to enter in that agreement, is we need somebody to be kind of flexible and creative in parking airplanes out there, and we just can't do that ourselves. This would solve some of that problem. It would also possibly open up some of the tie-down spaces we're using right now as transit aircraft spaces, which is another problem that we have.
I guess, Jim, also, are we looking at the tie-down spaces we now, you know, you go out there and look, and some of them are, I mean, not bad, but, I mean, as part of this contract, is strictly for new? Is it to resurface some of those, or put tire in the cracks?
This is just for new? This is brand new.
Okay. Because somewhere down the line, I've talked to Dave about it a couple of times, that we need to address that, because we're going to lose some of that asphalt out there if we're not careful.
The concrete ramp especially is crumbling.
Yes.
We do have cracks in the asphalt out there.
Yeah. So we, okay.
I think it's important to continue to offer aeronautical services to the public while we're doing some of that infrastructure.
Might be good to sub-bid it out there, or, you know, make them look at it, so you could certainly, you know, save some costs maybe in the big picture.
Okay. And we'll save some money on the construction with this. We have some of the processed concrete from the Crosswind Runway project that's left over that will be the sub base for a lot of this ramp.
Okay. You have a motion, please?
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute an agreement with Urban Engineers Incorporated for engineering services for Sussex County Project 09-01 aircraft tie-down ramp at a cost not to exceed $79,950.
So moved. Second, gentlemen?
Second.
Been moved, seconded. We approved the contract as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thanks, Jim.